Fumi is back for the next Hack City Comedy. Both he and yours truly, that's Mike Nguyen, are doing our half-hour-long sets. Can we do it? Come find out. It's happening August 12th, 7:30 p.m. at Union Hall in Brooklyn. Tickets available in the episode description at asiannotasianpod.com or just Google Hack City Comedy. See you there.
The worst thing, I think, an actor could do is to try to be something that they're not.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. It's like, you can play a character, but you always got to bring yourself to that character.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's the thing that makes you different from everyone else, is yourself.
Welcome to another episode of the Asian Not Asian Podcast. I am Mike Nguyen.
I'm Jenny Arimoto.
And this is the podcast. A deeply introspective podcast hosted by deeply introspective Asian American comedians. I think that's pretty good.
That was good. We do change it every single episode.
It is. And we wouldn't have it any other way because we ourselves are a work in progress.
We're dynamic. We're shifting. We're always different.
We're there. We're not there. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
We're behind you. Look behind you. No, it's a lot of fun. Very quickly, if you are listening to this on your iPhone, go ahead and take a screenshot, post it, and tag us at Asian Not Asian Pod. We love that. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, you can leave a review and give us 5 stars. And if you're on YouTube, you can subscribe and leave a comment. Let us know. What should they let us know?
Let us know what what TV character you hate.
The Smurfs. No. Anyone. It could be anything. Just check us. Just check us out. I'm nervous.
Was that a bad prompt?
No, it wasn't. I put you on the spot.
I know. I wasn't ready to be put on the spot like that.
Well, you came out with
what about just like your deepest, darkest secret?
Okay, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the two. Either your deepest, darkest secrets or a character you don't like. I am just excited to be here. This is a special day. It's just a regular day, but it feels special. It does feel special because I'm just going to just get out and do it, okay? Our guest is a very cool guy, okay? I don't just say that because of the things he's done. His outfit is banger.
His outfit's so cool.
Cool. He has a cool, like, crossbody. He's got cool glasses.
Yeah.
I walked by him, like, twice because I was like, the guy I'm looking for doesn't look this cool. he's a writer, he's an actor, he's a rapper, he's a director of a forthcoming movie, Shortcomings, and he's a friend of the pod. Give it up for Randall Park.
Hey! This is so cool.
Thanks, man.
This place is crazy.
This place is crazy, right?
It's crazy.
This is, I'm glad you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You never hung out down here.
No.
You came here a little early, that was my bad. And then you were wandering around. Where did you go? What did you do?
I was here.
Oh, you were here.
I passed by. If you guys were in here, I passed by you.
I must have seen you and been like, look at this cool guy.
Wait, there's probably footage from the
there
lot.
There may be footage.
We're filming it earlier.
I was walking around.
Yeah, there's probably footage.
Well, I was also eating. I had lunch.
Okay.
And then I was walking around like and on my phone. I probably bumped into you.
I wonder because again, you look very cool. Can you give us
that's
quick
so strange
rundown
to hear?
I think. Wait, hold on here. Is it strange because you don't think you're that cool, or do you think it's strange because it's surprising that I think you look cool?
Yeah, because I consider myself advancing in age. And I just, you know, the kids are so cool, you know. The kids, you guys, are just
oh my gosh.
So cool.
I'm
that
not
it's
cool.
Just like
okay.
Always weird to.
No, can you give us a quick rundown? Can you give us an outfit of the day? What are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Yeah. Start.
I'm not wearing anything special.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
You got the cool glasses.
I would say the sunglasses are very
cool. The sunglasses.
Sunglasses
are cool. These are cool.
Those are cool.
These are cool.
Who turned you on to that? To
the. Michael Galamko,
okay,
who is a writer and a partner of mine in our production company.
Yes. Mm.
He is big on these. And I have a pair of regular glasses that I got, and I just love them. And then I just started buying some sunglasses.
Yep.
And these ones, just my favorite ones. So I got these Jacques Marie sunglasses.
Boom. Same as me. We're basically the same person.
Yeah.
It's so cool. But also the other thing that I think really kicks you up a notch is the bracelet.
The bracelet. Oh, yes. This it says Ruby's dad. My daughter's Ruby.
Aww.
Yeah. And the bracelet is really what does it, I think.
Because you're wearing it like dad mode, but you legit look like you went to like EDM.
you went to EDC.
I got this because I was like massaging a bear for a while.
I have never been to EDM. I don't know what that means fully. So I thank you, I think.
Thanks for coming.
Yes.
We like to start the show just by asking everybody, what kind of Asian were you this week?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who wants to start.
I can go first.
Yeah. Jenny, what kind of Asian were you this week?
I was a Jabberwockies Asian.
Okay, I love
and
it.
And that, of course, just means I danced a lot.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
I thought it meant you wore a mask a lot.
Yeah.
Like a full face mask.
Full face mask. Yeah. And just had like other people wear the same mask behind me. So I got this 305 Fitness is like a dance like cardio class, and I never done it. And when you sign up for the first time, you get 10 days unlimited.
Wow.
So I went so much
Where
to this
it?
Like cardio. It's in the West Village.
Okay.
And you know, it's very like twerk, like lots of like body rolls and things like that. And one, I'm getting older, so like after the first class, like, oh my God, my lower back hurts.
Yes.
Which is like a feeling I haven't really had until I hit my 30s.
Yeah.
And,
welcome.
And the other thing was there's a lot of like walk, walk, and pose. And then it's like twerk back. And I just am like, my body doesn't do that. My like Asian frame doesn't know how to do that. And I was thinking about how like I'm Japanese. Like Japanese dancing is not close to this. Like even hip hop dancing is not close to this. And I'm like, I think there's a part of me that's like, my body shouldn't do this. You know what I mean? Like my body can't make these movements.
What is Japanese?
I always think of like, or like pop music.
Yes.
Is like very cutesy. Like like Korea, K-pop is like hotter. Like
yes.
K-pop is closer to like Western like cool vibes.
Yeah,
it and
is
Japan
cooler.
Is more just like, you know, like everything's like.
Yeah. It's a lot of
with the two-piece sign.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot of above the shoulder movements rather than down below movements.
So I was just watching myself and I was like, this is not natural for me at all, but it's really fun, but I'm like very sore now.
Yeah. Randall, when you went to the EDM festival you went to, did you do a lot of dancing? Were you a big dancer?
I'm not now or in the past decades, but when I was a kid, I did breakdancing.
Oh, okay, yes.
Oh my God,
you
yes.
Have...
And I was in like a little crew and like we Dang. When I was real young.
Yeah, but you have like you have a breakdancing vibe.
Yeah.
Like you look like the dude in the crew where you're like, everyone's doing their thing and then like, okay, Randall's got like one really good power move
yes,
that he
yes,
does.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he can't do anything
yeah.
else.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
foot,
yeah,
no
yeah.
footwork.
No footwork.
No rhythm, really.
No.
But the one windmill he does is fire.
Yeah. I just come in for that. I try other things, and then they kind of pull me out. Yeah.
That's sick, dude.
Would
That's
you
sick.
Battle people?
No.
Okay.
Well, this was like back in elementary school.
Yeah.
This was
Love
the
it.
80s.
Love it.
I always, I, my dream is to get into a dance battle.
Really?
Not, I mean, I always want it to be like, I'm going to hurt you, and then it ends up being a dance battle. Mm. It's kind of a fantasy that I have.
That's my nightmare.
Oh, okay.
It would be very nerve-wracking, I feel.
Yeah. This is, I mean, I wouldn't be good at it.
No.
Maybe just be a fun turn.
Mm.
It would be
like
fun.
Like a full circle to be like, oh!
We had an Asian prom a little while ago,
mm-hmm.
and we had one of those impromptu dance circles happening.
Wait, an Asian prom?
Yeah, we had an Asian prom.
What is
so
that?
We have to explain that.
You know Jenny Yang?
Of course I know
Jenny. Of course you know
dear
Jenny.
Friend.
Jenny Yang, when she whenever she would come to New York, she would like call out Asian prom. I mean, just like out into the universe.
Mm-hmm.
and we would all hear it, all the Asian comedians.
Yeah.
And we would all, we would hear it through text. So like, so you'd be like, oh, I'm going to be at this restaurant, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we would all like, a bunch of us would show up and we'd just all hang out. Mm-hmm. And that we would call that Asian prom.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Oh,
and like Asuka would do the same thing. And
I love her.
Yeah, she's great. Then we decided to have an actual Asian prom with like, we like rented a space. We told everyone to dress up nice.
We had a DJ.
We had, you know, like bad streamers on the walls. And
that's
we had an Asian
amazing
prom. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to come next time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but yeah, like some like, whenever there is like a dance thing, there's always like the impromptu circle.
Yeah.
And there's always like the anxiety you have of like, am I gonna do this?
I have to go in. Yeah.
It's so, and then it gets to a point where you're kind of have to. Everyone's looking at you.
Yes,
and
everybody's
it's
like, what's gonna happen?
Right, and you're like,
all right. That's because you're standing at the edge.
Yes, mm-hmm.
You gotta stand in the back. See, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I never feel that anxiety.
Never, yeah. No, you're
just
outside
far
in your
away.
Car.
Outside with a glass of alcohol of some sort, and I'm not even looking in that direction.
Yeah. It's I've gone in a few times and it's you're always like, it's kind of like a open mic because you're doing it and you're waiting to hear if there's going to be a reaction.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you go in there and nobody says anything.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I'm doing bad.
And you sometimes like, you get heckled.
Yeah. Yeah, like bad moonwalk out of it. No, I was kidding. I was joke dancing, everybody.
That's how you get out of it.
Yeah. I was practicing for hours and hours in front of my mirror.
And then the girl comes and spins on her head.
Damn it. Then Randall Park comes in. Power move. Okay, that was great. Yeah.
Mike, what type of Asian were you today? This week.
This week, I hope I don't bring it down too much, but I don't feel very funny Asian.
Mm.
I didn't feel very funny. There was a lot of like, you know, we talked about it in another episode about just like weird stuff happening this week. But then also like, so I did, you know, I've been doing stand-up even though I had a baby. And I've been doing up okay, you know, like I think three times is enough where three times a week is the level where your wife will divorce you.
Mm-hmm.
But two times is okay.
Okay.
If you go up twice, two nights, you're okay. But three nights, she's calling the lawyer.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that. But this week, I had a show. Tonight, I was supposed to have a show. It got canceled. Yesterday, my friend texted me. He said, hey, you want to get up? And I did want to get up. But at the same time, I was sort of like, I kind of want to just chill at home because I'm just whatever.
Right.
And so, I don't know, I feel like I skipped a couple weeks, which made me feel guilty.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever feel like, oh, I there's so much of what we do, which is just grinding. Just like, I'm just going to go.
Totally.
Yeah.
Comedy, writing, is just like, I'm just going to do it. I just got to do it. And so when I skipped, I'm like, now I'm not a comedian anymore because I like missed my punch card, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I was, there was that. But then I was thinking about it. I always think about this quote. I believe Wolverine said it. And it was something along the lines of like, be the best of at whatever you do. I think for Wolverine, it's like killing sentinels. But for me, I was like, what is my killing sentinels? And I was like, I'm okay. I got jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like that. I'm not trying to shit on myself. But I'm like not like that good at it. And then that made me sad because I was like, I work so hard at this to not be that good at it. And then so I'm like, so does that mean I should go up more and get divorced? Or does that mean I should do something else? I don't know. You know, it made me like... Mm.
I used to do stand-up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I very much found myself in that situation and in that mind state often, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was... I always felt like, oh, gosh, I should be going... You know, in L.A., it's different.
Right.
Here you have the opportunity to go up every night if you want.
Yeah.
In LA, it's like harder, you know? So if you skip a show, you know, it might be a couple more weeks before you do another show, you know, when you're starting out.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'd always find myself kind of in that kind of, do I, you know, I really want it, but also why aren't I like, why did I let that opportunity pass? I should just be, it's all about reps.
Yeah,
you know, like
exactly.
Constantly getting your reps. And then eventually I quit.
But you quit in order to do something else. And I feel then that like opened up.
I'm telling you, just quit.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah, we just kind of came to the conclusion here.
That's great. And what a great story. What a way. You know what? Mike, why'd you quit? Randall Park told me to quit comedy. Oh, well. It's like the Pope telling you, you shouldn't be Catholic.
Yeah, and you're like, all right.
No. Keep at it. That's a part of the journey. You're supposed to go through that.
Right. And that's a part. It's like this art is like, what do you call it? Like you have to get validated by other people that you're good at it. And so it is this like cyclical thing. When you don't receive that validation, you start getting in your head.
Oh,
there's also no black and white, good and bad.
No.
There's no best and worst.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's the thing I always have to remember.
That was the other thing. I was talking to actually Fumi about it. And we were talking just about like the mentality people have. Like in New York, it's like about a lot of reps. But then in LA, you'll see sometimes comedians who have done it for a few years, but then they get really big on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then that's like a whole other pathway.
Totally. Yeah.
And then I was like thinking like, I think what I like loved about doing stand-up and comedy was like, oh, you gotta like spend years in the monastery of the open mic and just like practicing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then like, oh, well, wait a minute. If you actually could become famous / paid or whatever professional doing this other thing, was I just wasting my time in the temple for all this time?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so.
I think you're developing a skill.
Okay. Yeah, you're developing a skill, but you're also developing a mind state. You know, you're developing a lot of things, and I don't think any of that energy goes unwasted. You know, it builds something in you, and that something prepares you for. I sound like such a like an elder.
your beard is growing as you talk. Just like
Jacques Marie Mage. I think it all helps. It all helps. Yeah. Yeah.
Now that said, I should quit. Yeah.
I'm out of here.
You're a father now, Mike.
I really am. Randall Park, what kind of Asian were you this week?
Gosh, I was hoping you'd forget. I guess I was a good Asian.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I was a good son.
Oh.
In the sense that I met up with the actor James Sato, who played my dad and Always Be My Maybe, because he lives out in New York.
That's cool.
Great. And we had dinner the other night, and it was just such a wonderful time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I heard about his come up, you know. I've talked to him a lot, and we've, you know, texted each other and worked with each other numerous times, but I never really actually sat down and like heard his story.
Wow.
And it was so cool just hearing about him coming up as an actor in the 70s and 80s, you know?
Yeah.
And,
any crazy nuggets that he dropped in? Any, you know, like his beard, you know what I'm saying? Like what was his
wisdom?
Well,
in LA, you know, he went to UCLA, even though he lives in New York now. He went to the same high school as me.
No shit.
In LA, which is crazy. Hamilton High School.
Oh, God.
But there was a real, like, Asian American community, you know,
right.
Mm-hmm. and an acting community.
Right.
You know, and he was telling me about this nightclub on Sunset called Imperial Gardens, eventually became the Roxbury. Mm. But when it was Imperial Gardens, for many years, it was owned by this Japanese-American couple, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of the go-to place for, like, the Asian folks.
Oh,
and definitely
shit.
The folks in Hollywood. And Pat Morita would be there.
No,
oh, my
shit.
God.
I was just
Pat.
Like, yeah. And they'd all be, like, partying really hard, you know. And, like, hearing stuff like that makes you, oh, that's so cool, because... You know, that we had versions of that.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
sure you guys had
right.
versions
I mean,
of that.
Asian prom. Asian prom.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
Pat Morita was there. That's awesome.
It's all the same stuff.
Yeah.
But
holy
in a
fuck.
Good way. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild.
If you listen to the pod, you know I'm all about staying fit. I do jiu-jitsu. I just got my purple belt shouts. But I'm also getting older. So what do I turn to? Athletic Greens. I like that it's simple, it gives me a little boost in my energy and my mood. All it takes is just one scoop, I put it with some water, and I'm ready to start my day. AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery, and it's a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one small thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/AsianNotAsian. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/AsianNotAsian to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. There are plenty of ways to support a healthy brain, like learning a new language or taking power naps. There's also BetterHelp online therapy. What's great about therapy is that it's all about taking time for yourself and an aspect of your health that you might not normally prioritize. I like BetterHelp because it's online therapy, which means you can do video, you can do phone, you can do chat only. I've done the chat only. It's great. It's also more affordable than in-person therapy. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Asian. That's betterhelp.com/Asian. Check it out. Damn,
that's
dude.
That's so cool.
That is sweet, dude. I would, anytime there's like a story like that of like Asian people something doing something in the 70s, I would watch the shit out of that show.
Yeah.
If they made that a TV show, cast a young Pat Morita.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just get some of these actors in there and just like the shenanigans they must have had.
I know. And they were like partying, dude.
Oh my God.
Know? And also he was telling me about like at the time he was out of college and he booked this NBC movie of the week.
Hell
called
yeah.
Farewell to Manzanar.
Oh shit. Oh.
And based on the book.
Right.
And about the internment camps. And
yeah.
It was kind of like back then a network TV movie of the week was like huge.
Right. Yeah.
Because there were only like three networks.
Right.
Everyone watched those movies of the week.
Yeah.
It was kind of like being cast in that was kind of like the Crazy Rich Asians of its time.
Sure.
You know? And they were all just like on top of the world.
That's
you
awesome.
Know? Aww. Yeah. So it's like there's so many parallels to every generation. It's kind of fascinating.
That's awesome. Totally. That's awesome. You're talking about being a good Asian. I think you're being a very good Asian because you got you're directing a movie. You've directed other things, you know, kind of like TV episodes and stuff like that. This is like your first feature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
How's it going?
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. It's so fun. It's a lot of work.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, you know, it's an independent movie, so it's a lot of, you know, kind of being on your toes and being nimble and you know, having things fall apart. But you know, usually it becomes a blessing when something falls apart.
Really?
Like something else opens up and just being ready for anything, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Super planned, super prepared. But just ready to pivot at any moment.
Right,
yeah.
If some crazy shit happens day of, all of a sudden you're doing some other shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you, I mean, talk me through, like, the... Because I see sometimes, you know, like, you know, I know somebody for being an actor, I know somebody for being a writer, but then all of a sudden they're directing. And I always thought, like, oh, that's like, you got to be, like, master of all trades or something, you know? But is that how it works? Or is directing a little bit more like, you can really take that thing you know that you're, like, a specialist at, and then... convert that into the larger picture of directing? Or is that you
definitely
know?
Don't have to be a master at all trades, but you have to be familiar with all trades.
Got
because
it.
You're hiring the people who are the master of that specific trade.
Yes.
Right. And you want to build a team that you can kind of know that they're dope, you know.
Yeah.
And that like
yeah.
the cinematographer is going to make this movie look amazing.
Right.
You know? You don't have to know about lenses and like
yep.
you know the specifics of cinematography, but you have to know enough to know what you want, be able to communicate that to a cinematographer and have them communicate their ideas mm-hmm. and to collaborate, you know, and create something together that's amazing, you know, and mm-hmm. you have to do that with every department.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? So you have to know a little bit.
Right. Know what you want at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know what you want. Yeah. And that comes with for me, it just came with being in this business for
right.
so long
yeah.
and being familiar with all these things. directing TV helped, you know, directing little shorts and web series like that. Yeah. That all helped me, you know.
It's cool.
All the same thing. It's just like a kind of bigger scale.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It is like a startup. You're building like a...
Totally.
Like a startup.
It is a
team.
Startup. Yeah. 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 You're renting out an office, you know, dingy office. you're you know, every, you know, as you get closer to production, more people get hired and it just becomes more full and it's really fun.
That's
yeah.
cool.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
I do wonder, because, you know, the only things, YouTube sketches.
Yeah.
But I sometimes feel like, you know, you still got a guy who's like, the camera guy, even though yeah. he was using his phone, or the yeah. sound guy, and
yeah.
you're still like working together to like solve some problem.
It's the same thing.
Damn.
Yeah. That's ultimately, cool. I mean, ultimately, it's all the same. It just gets, yeah, you know, as well, for this film, for example, there's a lot more people,
mm-hmm.
a lot more people to collaborate with, a lot more legal stuff that get, mm-hmm. you know, that gets taken care of, but you don't have to worry about it because you hired or there exists someone to do that. So, you know, it's just kind of everybody having their area of expertise and you're kind of the one with the vision.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can barely direct my own TikToks. So.
I'm a department of one. I am the cinematographer.
I usually get in a fight with the director, which is me, and I'm the actor.
Yeah, it's kind of the antithesis of stand-up, you know, or TikToks,
yeah.
or, you know, where, like, and that's the reason why I loved stand-up so much, doing it at the time, because it was so, like, you control everything.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's just you.
It's just you. You
yeah.
write, you direct.
Yep.
You don't light, but you're in the club that
yeah.
you know, and the club's always different and mm-hmm. there's stuff around the room, different things you could use, different people in the audience, you know, but it's all you.
Right.
So, yeah, but it's a lot of fun.
I'm going to lay it out there. If you ever want to get up again, come on my show. It's totally just do five. It's always open for you, my friend.
I appreciate
yes.
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I appreciate it.
I was yeah. I'm excited about this. Both Jenny and I submitted self tapes.
We did.
Hilarious. Did not book. Hilarious.
Did not book.
but. That's not what we brought you here for.
Yeah, we brought you here to confront.
Are you about to show me the tapes?
We're actually about to do the reading right now. Look under your seat.
Yeah. I might not have seen every tape,
no.
mind you.
No.
Keep
no,
in
no,
mind.
No, no, no. It's not about that.
No, not at all.
But I, you know, I was, you're a great, you know, comedic actor. And I've, when I was doing the tape, I feel I've gotten better at tapes, you know, even though I've never gotten anywhere with them. Like, when I first started, I was like, oh, I just literally read this, like, and I would just read it in a monotone voice because I just didn't know any better, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And now, like, I'm getting some people to help me with that. But I would just love to hear what your sort of approach
take
to...
Take is on your tape.
Yeah. Mike wants notes.
look under your seat. There's a file. No. Just how do you approach? Because, like, I feel, you know, like, I can be funny as myself.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I can be funny as a podcaster. If there's any time where I can do a self-tape with my podcasting equipment around me,
yeah.
I would love to do that. But yeah. otherwise, you know, there's like the biggest thing I always like that trips me up. This is very, I feel small, but it's something I can never get around. But like, there's a line and I would never say those lines, those words.
Mm-hmm.
I would never
mm-hmm.
say it
yeah.
as a person. So that
yeah,
never,
yeah, it's
I,
tough to, how do I,
right?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So then I'm like, well, I can't do it as me, but
yeah,
then
yeah.
am I supposed to do it as what I think they want it, or maybe a funny thing I think I would do?
Yeah, yeah.
But then I'm lost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you this, a lot of auditioning and acting are two completely different things,
yeah.
right? A lot of people, I'm sure you all could have played those roles, you know? It's just, but auditioning is
yeah.
something totally different.
Mm.
And you got to keep in mind, the people on the other side, well, the casting director sees all these tapes.
Right.
Right. And they're just like clicking on little boxes,
mm-hmm. yeah.
seeing them. And then they send their choices to the director, mm-hmm. you know, yes. and of the choices, you know, because they don't, the director doesn't have time to go through
right,
everything.
Right.
So these
are the people.
Yeah, yep. So they'll we'll go through it, yep. and again, but it's still a lot of boxes, you know, and really you're just clicking through these boxes, and oftentimes at the very beginning of a tape, if it's not,
yeah.
If it doesn't get you, even yeah. though the rest of the tape could be amazing, you kind of already, you know, kind of moved on to the next. Yeah. So my one thing is always make the beginning of the tape, like, great.
I'm thinking, like, sock puppet. You know, just something bizarre.
But also, it's like, the worst thing I think an actor could do is to try to be something that they're not. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, You can play a character, but you always got to bring yourself to that character.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's the thing that makes you different from everyone else is yourself.
Right.
You know, but you have a lot of actors trying to be this person that they think the character is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And those are the ones you usually kind of just skip over because they're all just like bad, or not bad, but sometimes good, but sometimes different. You know, versions of this as opposed to themselves.
Right.
So I always say, make it your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, make it your own. If you deviate from the script, that's fine.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a comedian, if there's something funny, you know.
Yeah.
I get tapes where, or I've seen tapes where, yeah, you know, they don't do the lines as scripted, but it's so good because you know who this person is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm terrible at auditioning too for that exact reason. And I think it takes, you know, it takes kind of reps to get to a place where you kind of feel out how comfortable you are deviating, comfortable you are just like putting yourself into a role that is so unnatural to you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it just takes reps and confidence over time.
Damn, it's too bad I quit comedy already. So. That's a bummer.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll take it and run with it.
Jenny, do you have that same feeling too when you're like, you know, you're putting out stuff?
Yeah. So I'm not much of an actor. I'm like an improviser, more writer. And so I have like managers, but they were like, you should try doing some auditions. And the first ones, they're like, you seem really nervous. And I was I've gotten that before. Like,
yeah. It's hard.
It's an awkward thing to like have a camera in front of you.
For sure.
Like act towards nothing.
Yeah. But you're doing it right now. There's a camera in front
true.
Of you and you're being so natural, you're being you.
Right.
And it's not much different, you know. Unless the role is like so different from who you are, then you find a way to bring you to that. Mm-hmm. And you'll be just as comfortable as you are now. But again, it takes reps, it takes confidence, it takes booking some stuff.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, I booked a thing and I feel a little more confident, you know, and eventually it's kind of like, oh, I'm going to take control of this audition, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Take control of the audition.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm going to try my best.
We'll try. We'll have you on.
That sounds so much easier then.
Yeah.
And I'm still terrible at it. Like I hate auditioning. Mm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah,
I feel like auditioning. I don't think anyone loves auditioning.
That's fair.
Some people do.
Really?
Some people love it, and they're so good at it.
Wow.
But I'm
just
like,
mindset.
I don't know. It's something about who I am that just kind of makes me want to please.
Yeah,
and makes
I'm
me
like
want
that.
To, you know,
yeah.
and
I'm
it's
like
that. You
please
gotta,
like me. You know, I'm yeah, all I'm very pick
yeah,
me. You know,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
I'm
and then
like
there's
like
mixed
that.
In with the oh, I want this job
yes.
so bad. You know, and that's all like not good. For the audition. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm feeling anxious. Thank you.
We circled back to the other side.
I gotta talk. I'm sure you've talked about it before, but the rapping you did on that TikTok. You had a TikTok go viral.
I've never had a TikTok.
I looked up your name on TikTok because I wanted to see what the youths are talking about. And there is like a clip of you rapping.
You're doing like a cipher. You're doing like a cipher.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's like super viral.
That was at actor named Rafael Casal.
Right.
And David Diggs,
I think,
was there, and Wayne Brady was there.
Yes.
So we were all at Raphael's place.
Oh, it was so cool. It's amazing.
Yes.
So good. One of the best comments.
The top comment.
The top comment on the TikTok of this clip of yours is, he's spitting hot fire, but in Times New Roman.
And that was pretty good.
It was amazing. It's exactly right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I listened to it, and afterwards, I was like drinking an espresso. You know? I was like, excellent
points. I don't even remember what I was saying, but yeah, I think that was originally they put it on. God, there's so many TikToks. It was on something else.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, it was just a spontaneous thing. They were just like, hey, you want to come over? And I was like, yeah. Cool. And then they were like, let's do this.
Is this like some dude's house? It looked like he was in his bedroom.
Raphael just moved into that house, and we were kind of christening it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Was there Henny involved? I mean, it gave me this, you know, like, we're hanging out. Hey, oh, shit, someone's got the mic.
I don't remember.
So there was.
I don't remember. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Utkarsh was there. My friend Utkarsh was amazing.
And wait, so then did
I remember us writing, but I that was an old verse that I'd written back in the day that I kind of rewrote a little bit, but I wasn't going to write anything new because I have no interest in that, but I took an old thing and rewrote it.
Well, I was going to ask you, are you like the Asian Tupac where you have like hours and hours of like of tape that you've already done that we don't even know about? You know, you have like all
absolutely
these albums
not.
And stuff.
Absolutely not.
That shit was fire, man.
Thank you, man.
That was like, I feel like I think a lot of people think that rapping would be very, it's just like, oh, I'm just talking, right? But then they'll try it, and it's always like, you can't even get to the first set, you know, the first rhyme, because it's such a weird cadence.
I think rappers are like, I mean, it's such a unique skill, you know, like, I relate it to comedy a lot because a lot of it is like, you know, in comedy you could have a joke and you take two words out and it doesn't work. You take two words out and then it works.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
A lot of it is like economy of words and like and rhythm, and you know, it's like they're kind of similar.
That is very true.
Yeah.
One of the other comments was saying that you have a Blackalicious influence. You know Blackalicious?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, and I definitely see that. I was like, oh, yeah, there's definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Things. So
yeah,
I wanted
Gifts
to,
of Gab.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
He passed away. Yeah, rest in peace.
So I wanted to ask you, this is a fun thing I always ask people who I think are into hip hop. Who are your top five MCs?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It always changes.
Yeah,
but,
that's fine.
But I would say. I would put Kendrick up there.
Oh, shit. Kendrick, new cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would put...
See how cool you are?
I would put Jay-Z for sure.
Jay, okay, uh-huh. Okay.
Biggie, probably.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
I'd put MF Doom up there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd put Doom and probably the fifth, Big L, probably.
Big L.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. Kendrick is someone, whenever I usually play this game with someone, it's a lot of like the older cats, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
course,
oh yeah, we're gonna be doing,
there's a throw, you know, I mean, he's so lyrical, you know?
That's true.
Older folks like that.
Yeah, rapping in Times New Roman with them.
I love that comment.
I think I would rap more in, it's definitely probably gonna be Wingdings.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be the one.
Wingdings. Comic Sans.
Yeah. Comic Sans. For sure.
It's definitely maybe Papyrus. Huh? Yeah. Rapping in Papyrus. I fucking love it. This summer, give yourself a boost of confidence. COVID is still present, and we should continue to do our part to slow the spread and keep not only ourselves, but others healthy. The CDC recommends vaccines for everyone 6 months and older. COVID vaccines for those 12 and under are given in a lower, smaller dose for younger children. So go ahead and enjoy your summer. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Hashtag we can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Whoa, what was that? Hey, that's crazy. What is that sound? It's nice.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronized online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed.
Scaling your business is a journey of endless possibility. I love how Shopify has the tools and resources to make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Like mine, Shopify powers million businesses from first sale to full scale.
Reach customers online and across social networks with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and more.
Gain insights as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond.
More than a store, Shopify grows with you.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify.
Go to shopify.com/Asian, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features.
Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/Asian right now.
Shopify.com/Asian.
This is hilarious. We asked our guest, Randall Park, to take a personality test.
Oh my gosh.
And God bless you, you actually did it.
I did. Truly. Thank you.
Yes.
It was actually pretty fun.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And I love that it was like not yes, no. They were like, it was a gradient to
yes.
it. You know, like you could, because some I was like, yeah, but.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was, my guess is it's pretty accurate, but I don't know.
You taken one before? You must have, right?
I'm sure I have.
Yeah,
but
some ago. Do you remember? So what did you get? Do you remember what you got?
I got advocate.
Advocate.
Do you know what the letters are?
Do you have what the letters are?
Letters?
Yeah, there's letters. Let me look.
No, I don't.
If we have Wi-Fi, we can look it up.
We definitely have Wi-Fi.
But I can talk about why I like it.
Tell us why.
So this is the Myers-Briggs, which is not scientific. I watched whole documentary
oh,
on
the,
it.
That brain,
yes.
that test?
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that.
A Myers-Briggs test, which was like made, I believe, around World War II.
Okay.
But it, okay, interesting. but I love it because I think I love like getting into like how people perceive themselves and like how you describe yourself. And I think the language of a personality test just gives you structure to talk about yourself.
Of course.
So I don't think it's like fully anyone is always the same. I mean, like every advocate is not exactly the same, but I like to think like where your head comes from.
Yes, yes, yes.
And actually I said this off mic last week, but I said I think most comedic people are NFs. And you both are NFs. I'm not.
What's NF?
So to the four parts of Myers-Briggs, there's extrovert, introvert, which I think most people know about, which is like, how do you get your energy? There's the second part, which is sensing or sometimes observant and intuitive. And that's more like how you kind of think about things, which is an intuitive, and N, which is what you both are, is more like daydreamy. Like you're thinking of what ifs. You're thinking like more creative, like not necessarily creative, but you're more thinking like what would life be like this? Like I think comedians are like that because you're thinking about like different situations.
Yeah.
Whereas observant, I like looking at hard facts. Like I like looking at history, and like so my content like. Sketches I write are almost always based off of like something I fully experienced.
Yes.
100%.
Yes, yes,
that makes sense.
So that's why I'm always like, I need to experience weird things so I can write about it, because that's like my material.
Can I ask you a question, a personal question?
Yeah.
Are you, and you may have already established this in previous episodes, but are you anxiety prone?
I am a little bit, but not that anxious.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like that would be something more.
Yeah, like
about
the what
the,
ifs.
Yeah, the catastrophic thinking is something that would be more aligned with.
Yeah,
I
think my anxiety is more like I felt bad that one time I experienced that, and I don't want to experience it again.
Yeah.
Whereas your anxiety is probably like, oh my God, here's all the possible things that could happen.
Yeah.
Damn, is that what is this? Yeah. What do you mean by catastrophic? You're thinking like, what are the worst case scenario situations?
Yeah, just kind of ruminating on bad outcomes, you know, and that's the source of your anxiety, ultimately, you know, whether consciously or not, there's this kind of worry. It's worry, you know?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, we'll continue with your thing.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, I think the N and the S are really interesting, what we're talking about right now, like the thinking about what ifs versus, like, what you actually see. Do you feel like that's how your brain works? Like, is that where you get your creativity from? It's just, like, daydreaming or, like, thinking about what else could be? Because, like, I don't think like that.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Are you a big sci-fi person? Are you into sci-fi?
Not really.
Because I feel like with the possibility thing, I'm always into like, what if we just didn't have the rules of society that we have?
Yeah.
I'm always
you
know, so like I'm watching this thing on Apple TV, it's called Foundation, which is like this big sprawling crazy sci-fi thing, and it's like set like 50,000 years in the future. Like that was, I guess, oh, man. My first ever panic attack I ever had when I was like 15. I was listening to the song Black Hole Sun. You know that song?
No.
Black Hole Sun, you know? Anyways. It's about a black hole.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
And I was thinking about the future, and I was like, oh, one day the sun will be, explode or something, right? It'll, this is like 500 million years in the future or something like that. And that gave me, and I was like, well, not only will I be totally dead by then, I actually wasn't even worried about that. I was just like, what will happen in the universe, to the universe in 500 million years? And I was like, so far in the future, I had this crazy panic attack.
Wow.
I was 15. I remember I was in the shower and I was like, what the fuck is going, you know, I'm like, I put my life in terms of a cosmic scale.
Yes. Mm.
And it was just like, the look you're giving me, Randall, it's just like, you need help.
Yeah, I mean, thought I was, but not.
It was like that. But, you know, over time, I've kind of like, okay, I probably won't care what happens to the sun at that point. I should probably worry about lunch. You know, that was like, I've kind of been able to, like, get myself to focus.
Yeah.
And actually having my child has really put me into focus, because I was like, totally, I can't worry about that. I got to worry about his diaper. I got to do this thing. He's the one. He's like the thing I got to worry about. It gave me a lot more focus.
Yeah, he's grounding you.
Yeah. He's grounding me for sure. But like, as far as the possibilities thing, I've thought about possibilities.
Wow.
Have you thought about the sun exploding? I have. That's my jam.
I don't.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't think about the possibilities of the outside world in that way, but I do think about the possibilities of the inside world in that way.
You know,
and I think I'm very like, or I can get anxious about the possibilities of humans, you know, and what we're capable of.
Yeah,
you know? I was having a conversation with someone on the project the other day, and we were talking about. I think we were talking about Trumpism or something like that, and you know, they were saying like it's basically a cult, and you know, a part of me was like, but you know, we're all capable of, we're all susceptible to cults, whether we think we are or not.
Yeah.
In fact, we probably are in a cult right now that we aren't even aware of, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm the kind of person who really considers all those things all the time.
Yeah.
You know. And that's kind of more the source of my anxieties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I definitely hear you there too. I think that just being a human being, you're susceptible, because you're like, we're like social.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we're going to be, everybody else is doing it, I got to do it too. Because in general, like that usually is a good thing. You know, like everybody's all together, we're going to do this. But then sometimes it can get us all crazy.
Yeah. And we're all like just trying, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I'm less worried about explosions and more worried about implosions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's the difference between you two.
That's another part of the personality test. Are you in an explosion or implosion?
Yeah.
I mean, technically black holes are implosions.
That's right.
Just wanted to put it out there, just to talk about physics for a second.
That's a lot. One is judging versus perceiving, and judging tends to be more like organized, like you need to have a plan to execute. So once you come up with a thing that you want to do, you're the person who's like putting in the plan. Perceiving is more like, I'm gonna like fly by the seat of my pants, like I'm just gonna go with the flow. And so like I think J and P, like you're a J, which makes sense to me, I think.
P is the pants.
Yeah, fly by the seat of your pants. Yeah, P is for pants. I'm also J. I don't know what you are.
I think I'm a J, but although I actually don't think that's true of me, but maybe I don't know.
I'm kind of both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of both.
You can be both, for sure.
Like, if I go on a vacation, I don't like to plan anything.
Yeah.
You know, I like to just
see
whatever
happens.
You know, I don't look up restaurants, how good it is, before I go. I'll just like, that sign looks cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there you go.
But when it comes to like work stuff, I'm very organized.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, life stuff, like health stuff.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was gonna say, being talking about like, you know, having to put together your team and all of that, I feel like that's a strength you have to have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
in that
for
position.
Sure. For sure.
By health stuff, what do you mean? You mean like working out and shit?
Yeah, yeah. Exercise. You know, just being mindful of my health. Meditating, you know, doing all these things that, you know, to keep me you know, alive.
From imploding.
Yeah, yeah, from imploding.
What is the Randall Park exercise routine? I would love to hear. Is this, are you a kettlebell guy? Are you a body weight guy? Or running?
Mostly body weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I used to not be, but yeah, mostly body weight. I'm an avid runner, but kind of developed a case of plantar fasciitis. I haven't been running in the past few months.
Right.
But yeah.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
That's the first mention of plantar fasciitis on the podcast. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're broaching all sorts of new... We're talking about anxiety. We're talking about plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
We're talking about Jacques Brimond.
Yes, yes.
It all comes into the podcast.
Yes.
Okay, so this is my question. So I was wondering, at what point in your career did your parents, or if anybody outside, like in your family, were they like, this is legitimate? Because I think that, like right now with my parents, right, they're like, that's a fun thing that Jenny does.
Totally.
Like, she just does comedy for fun.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm wondering, like, at what point it flipped to, like, that's actually something that is real and can be real and can be a career.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Another personal question?
Yeah.
are you, what generation are you?
I'm a millennial. I'm 30.
No, but I mean in terms of Japanese.
Oh, fourth.
Fourth
but
generation.
But on my mom's side, I'm first. My mom is from Japan, third generation.
Okay. Yeah. And do you feel that coming from both parents, or do you feel it more from your mom's side?
I think from both parents, yeah. They're kind of like, because they're, you know, they're still like the immigrant mentality where they're, yeah, like, this is nothing. This is, and I'm from the Bay Area, so it's like, we, yes, didn't grow up with creative fields.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
especially now it's just tech.
Yeah.
So it's like the idea of a creative field is very foreign
of
to
course.
Them. And they came to, yeah, my improv show and they're like, I don't understand. Like, they look like you're having fun, but I don't understand what's going,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I, okay, think it's, and for sure my mom's side, it's like,
yeah, yeah, for
completely
sure,
foreign.
For me, so yeah, I, you know, when I first started, I started well into my, I was in my later 20s when I was like, I'm going to go all out with,
yeah,
this. And at that point I had broached the topic with my parents numerous times over the past, you know, 5 years before, and it always got shot down, mm, and it was always very discouraging,
yeah,
which is why I didn't move forward with it. But eventually into my later 20s, like, screw it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I just didn't tell them.
You know,
and I pretty much didn't tell them for well into my career.
Well, look behind you.
But so I didn't tell them, and they knew something was, you know, they like, why is he working at Starbucks? That's weird. You know, they knew like something. You know, I was doing something, but
yeah,
I think it got to the point where they're like, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, as long as you're, you know, taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure they were worried.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because I'd come home with a garbage bag full of pastries and sandwiches every day.
Yeah.
you know, and then they started seeing me in commercials.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
They and saw you before you told them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and they'd be like, were you in a commercial? I'd be like, yeah, but it, you know, I'm just doing it for,
right,
fun here and there. You know, so I downplay it.
Yeah.
And
I love that. I love that it's like they keep seeing you in like bigger and bigger. Where did I see you in Goodfellas?
Yeah,
just a thing. Me and Robert De Niro. You know, yeah. I was like,
yeah. I would say around, oddly enough, the interview is when they, because also it was all over the Korean,
yeah,
newspaper, and it was, you know, is when they kind of saw that, oh, he's a lead in a movie with Seth Rogen, you know, like,
wow,
he's made probably,
yeah, that was like
making,
very,
yeah,
recent.
I would say that's very recent.
I mean, that's when it was like, that's,
yeah,
when I think they came to,
I see,
terms with, this is what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, at that point I was making a living at,
right,
it. I,
right,
wasn't like rich, but I was like making a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that comforted them. And granted, you know, we shot the interview before Fresh Off the Boat,
right,
even, mm-hmm, happened.
Right, right,
so
right.
That they didn't even, you know, this was just this movie that was this, where I was like a lead character in,
yeah,
and they were, so I think that really made them like on board with it. And after that, they were, you know, they're,
yeah,
super proud and yeah.
So to answer your question, when you're, mainstream successful.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when you get to finally tell your parents.
Yeah,
yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
I will say it has been nice because I feel like I'm not really into music or, you know, but people are always, oh, I'm into this indie group. You never heard of them. But like for me, I was into Randall Park before Randall Park was Randall Park. You know what I'm saying? People are always showing me the Asian Gym thing and I'm like, pfft. Please.
Yeah, I
knew this cat before.
I saw Dr. Miracle.
Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, I saw some shit. I saw some weird commercials.
Yeah.
This guy's what's up.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so,
well,
yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's always a tricky one.
Yeah.
With your parents, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of.
But they didn't. I guess they didn't worry that much if they weren't asking too many questions. I get asked
well,
a lot.
Well, there
of
was
questions.
a lot of asking questions,
oh, okay.
And in that 5 years before, those first few years, you know,
yeah.
There was a lot of worry and. But I think they just at a certain point it was like he's not gonna
right.
He's doing this whether we want him to or not.
Yeah.
You know?
Can I ask too? Were you getting married and you had a kid like in this whole time as well, right?
That was later. Yeah. Well, that was
later on. But like yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was like almost 10 years later.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that definitely changes things.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just have to book a movie.
Yeah. Or have a kid.
Or have a kid.
There you go.
One or the other.
I did that one because it was easier to have a kid than to book the movie. We're going to listen to some voicemails. If you want to get up on these voicemails, you could leave us a voicemail. It could be about anything. Tell us what kind of Asian you were. Tell us, you know, fucking how your relationship with your parents are. Don't do that because actually that would take forever and we only have a certain amount of space. The voicemail number is 646-809-7231. That's 646-809-7231. We've got a fun one and we're just gonna listen to it. How's that sound?
Great.
Can't wait.
Hey guys, I am a week late, I think, on that episode. I was on episode 3 when I heard this number, but I have a twofer for you guys. You can guess what Asian am I through my name, and my name is Andreas. See what type of Asian. Have that in your mind and mull that over. And this week I was a banana Asian, and that means even though I'm yellow on the outside, I'm white on the inside. I did a lot of white activities, and one of them being pickleball. I don't know if you guys know that, but that is a very white sport created in Seattle. But, yeah, banana Asian this week.
That's it. So this guy, he was a banana Asian. I would say pickleball is the big crux of this thing. Although, I guess first we're supposed to guess what kind of...
Andreas?
It's not fair. We only have your first name. We need your first and last name. Unless he only goes by Andreas. That would be kind of
like
cool.
Prince?
Yes. But he just picked a regular name?
Yeah, he just picked a... Yeah.
Just call me Matt. Let's see here. Yeah. Have you guys been... You're familiar with pickleball?
No,
this is like a thing now.
I was going to ask what pickleball is.
Randall, you know what pickleball is?
You know, when as soon as he said it, I just lost complete interest. I have no interest in learning what it is. I just don't want anything to do with it. But you guys can talk about it.
I would say it's not as white as, you know what's a really white?
Spike ball.
Don't know, don't care.
Randall Park has just walked out of the
Randall
building.
Park.
He's done.
You're like one of those like you're like a bigoted guy, but except for learning about new sports. He's like, I don't care about these new sports. I like sports back when they had baskets and bases. That's it. Pickleball and the spike ball. That's unnatural. I feel you might like pickleball because you got plantar fasciitis, so I think you might like it. Pickleball is like. Okay, it's played on a tennis court.
Okay.
And it's essentially like as if you didn't have the back court. So it's like the very front, you know how like in like the very front part of the thing, you have It's not like a tennis racket. It's more like a racket, ball racket.
Oh yeah, I've seen people playing that.
Yeah, and it's like think of it as like short range tennis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
So and it doesn't bounce.
You can bounce it.
Oh, you can.
But you can also just you know hit it like right as it goes over.
I see.
Or you can do one bounce, but it really is like that. It's like. And it's usually in twos. It's like a doubles thing.
Okay.
So because it's like a doubles thing and you're so close in,
yeah.
There's a lot less running. You can basically kind of just stand there, right there.
Got it.
And hit the ball. So okay. It's very popular with white people.
White people,
but it's,
yeah.
It's also very popular with like older folks.
Yeah, okay. I saw it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw like a bunch of old Asian folks
oh.
playing it.
Boom.
Yeah.
Asian people love... Yeah. Oh,
oh
Emma,
my God!
Come on in!
Emma!
Yeah!
Hello. Hello.
Very quickly, drop in guest with us.
Drop
okay.
in guest.
I brought my mom here because I had the Magic here last time, and it's so good, and I had to come back.
Emma oh, wow. was on our podcast.
Emma, this is Randall. Do you know Randall Park? Do you have?
Thank
of course.
You.
Yeah. You haven't had him on thing. You get him on thing.
No, but you're the Korean celebrity that my grandparents know.
So. Oh my hey. Gosh.
Hey. That's... Yes.
Mom to say hi. She,
of course.
She said you sound Korean on air. So she
Do laughs. I? Is that a compliment?
Yes.
Sure
just take it.
I'll
sound
take
hilarious.
Angry and
yeah. This is incredible. Yeah.
But also at the same time just loves eating nuts.
Loves
hi,
eating
how's
nuts.
It going?
Hi.
This is hilarious. We're this keeping this all
incredible.
In the podcast.
I know. This
hi,
is
how's
going?
Going?
Hello.
Sorry.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm telling Mike that Korean on air.
I sound Korean on air?
You do.
how does that work? How do I sound Korean?
I think we were saying, because you're from the West Coast, I think maybe it's that West
California
Coast.
California
Asian?
Oh.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah. You sound like someone who grew up with other people like you. And
oh,
I think
that's true.
Nice,
yeah.
I sound like someone who was repressed for a long time.
You don't sound repressed. That's true. That, yeah. That makes me sound like a Korean
so
man.
You
yeah.
great.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thanks yeah. for thanks for coming.
Yeah,
yeah
it's
nice
good
to meet
see
you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Emma, let us know next time you're around.
Yeah.
We'll I'm get here you all back. Summer. So.
You are?
Yeah. I'm seeing
we're hanging out
it.
This week.
No, shoot.
Sorry.
All right.
It's kind of us thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. Okay, that was a fun little thing. People, you never know what's going to happen
know.
On this
oh
podcast.
God.
We're talking
that was
about
amazing.
Pickleball. We're talking about...
Wait.
Don't tell me. It's crazy times. Anyway, so there's pickleball.
Oh my gosh. We
Asian
fully derailed.
People love watching, they love tennis and any derivative thereof, you know. And
true.
I think, you know, like table tennis, older Asian folks are so
yeah.
good at that.
Asian people love yeah. ping pong.
Ping pong. So good at
they're
table
so good
tennis.
At, yeah.
I think that's, so I think pickleball is like, you know, it's right in the wheelhouse of a racket sport, but you can still wear a collared shirt if you want to. That's important. You know, so you look like you can go straight back to consulting if you need to. So I think that's what it is. That's what pickleball
got it,
is.
Got it.
It is pretty white. Not as white as spikeball.
Yeah, spikeball is very white.
Spikeball, you've never heard of?
Just no interest.
Okay,
you know.
Fair enough.
Randall's fully kind of disengaged.
But the pickleball was kind of interesting.
Yeah,
you know,
hey,
you
we got
about.
You.
Yeah.
Also, because
yeah.
you saw it. You saw it in
I
action.
I did see it.
Yeah.
I did see it.
Yeah. See? And I do, so, excuse me. So, Andreas, if that is your real name, you know what? Don't be so hard on yourself about being a banana Asian.
I mean...
Because banana pickleball
yeah,
can be
yeah,
very
it's great.
Asian.
It's expanding, you know, what it means to be Asian. We
yeah.
do,
there you
do
go.
All sorts of things.
Right.
You know?
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to love it.
Yeah. We have one name without a last name, you know? Like that's
normalize that.
Yeah.
Just like Thai people. Thai
yeah.
people only got the one name. Or is it...
Really?
No.
I don't know anything.
I think it might be Indonesians.
Really?
Have one
yeah.
name?
Indonesians have one name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's what, yeah.
There's no family name?
I think it depends, but oftentimes there's just like, I'm just straight up this one name and it's just like,
that's kind of cool.
That's so cool.
It's badass.
Yeah.
I think it would really challenge you as a parent to come up with a cool name.
That is true.
You know?
Everything rides on that name.
Can't just be Mike. That's boring.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Mike Stradamus, you know? Everything sounds like a fucking rapper name, you know? Okay, well, that was our voicemail segment. Please drop some voicemails. We love getting them. We've been getting a few every week, and it's been great. And literally, it can be anything, as you could just heard. And you never know if someone will drop by and say, "Mike, you are Korean," right
yeah.
to my face. It's great. I love it. I think we're gonna just round this out by playing the Asian not Asian game.
Mm-hmm.
And this game, we're just gonna bring up a couple things that we've been talking about, and we're gonna say, or I guess, argue about whether or not it's Asian or non-Asian.
Yeah, let's get into a fight.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it. Let's do it. How's that sound, Randall?
Sounds great.
Okay, we'll start. Expensive sunglasses. Is that Asian or non-Asian?
I mean, I think, yeah, just, be, you know, right here, boom. These two. Boom. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you guys both have, like, the cool tinted glasses, too, like the yellowish ooh. Sunglass look.
I definitely think, too, that an Asian mom, you know, she will be...
Yes.
She'll be trying to save money. She'll be going to Costco.
Yeah.
But with the Chanel shades on.
Yes.
I was going to say Gucci, like,
yeah,
on
Gucci,
the side.
The yes. side, yeah. Yeah, just,
for sure.
Like, full on her pickleball outfit.
Yeah.
The fucking sunglasses.
Yeah,
because
it's up top. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, you got to showcase what's up top.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
What a fun way to say that.
Yeah.
Randall. Just like, just up top. That's, yeah. That's, you know?
Yeah.
I love that.
Economy of words, you know?
Yes, exactly.
That was a New Times Roman. That's a good one. Okay.
Personality tests.
Oh, shit.
Is that Asian or not Asian?
Now, can not Asian also mean just... Or can Asian also mean like everybody, or is it, does it have to be Asian specific?
You know what? As long as you show your work, you could be anything. Show your work and you could be whatever you want.
Because I think, yes, it is Asian, but I, yeah. Because I think it's very human to want insight. And
yeah.
I think every group of people probably, you know, has a large percentage of wanting to, you know, delve into who they are.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense because if you think about it, like, you know, the personality tests that Asian people got is like the Zodiac.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, you're the tiger? That means you're going to be industrious and
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
Yeah.
And
in Japan, it's blood type.
Word?
Is yeah. it really?
They love talking about blood type. Like, they're like, if you have blood A, you're like this. B, you're like this. Like, they literally do it on TV shows.
But they only got, like, the four?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
It's a very simple breakdown.
Do you know
breakdown.
What your blood type is?
I'm A.
And what does that mean?
I think it means I'm, like, very, like, I think I'm basic. I think because a lot of people are A, and it's, like, very, like, maybe I'm mixing up American version of type A because I want to say structured.
Oh, I
kind
see.
Of like your basic mainstream, like... And, like, if you're, like, type O, you're a little bit more flexible, odd,
right,
a little
right,
bit different. Type
right.
B is also, like, a little offbeat.
Right, right, right.
Yeah,
what
a
are
little
you
bit more unique.
Do you know what you are?
I don't know.
I've always feel I should know in case I get, like...
I find out, and then I forget.
I forget immediately. I ask my
like,
mom,
this
like,
isn't
every
relevant.
Other year.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what am I? In case, like, I don't know, like, I'm in a war zone and I need a blood transfusion.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, you got to give me O because as you can see from my personality, I'm outgoing.
Yeah. I'm a little different than you.
That would be great if that's how the medic figured out which blood type you were.
They, like, hey, like, ask you a question about
exactly.
your personality.
Take this personality
definitely
test.
Definitely a no.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, here we go. Easy, in the nice, easy one. Plantar fasciitis. Is that Asian or not Asian? I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, what is it?
It is a...
We're putting you on some glass right now. Tell us about your feet.
So there's the heel, and then there's this band in the arch.
Uh-huh.
And it is a weakening of the, I believe, the band in the arch that causes pain at the very front of the heel every time you step.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is it like... Is
and
it like,
I got it from running. Like, definitely got it from running.
Is it like... Is it kind of like your arches are like flattening out? Is that what's going on?
I don't... Something like that.
Got it.
Like the pronation of the feet is... I think that's what it's called. It's like if it's not like...
Yep.
If it's like kind of...
I see.
Off, then it could happen, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And I probably was wearing like old shoes and running a ton and... and I think it just caused that.
This,
yeah.
The no subject is off limits on this podcast. Anything. Now we're suddenly talking about feet.
It's just amazing. Yeah.
Okay. Is that Asian or not Asian?
I would say not.
Mm. Okay.
Just because I have a lot of Asian friends and it's never come up.
Yeah. You broke the glass ceiling.
Yeah, I did. I'm kind of a trailblazer.
So many firsts for you.
Yeah.
You know, first feature directing, first broaching the subject of Peter Fasalis on the podcast.
Yeah,
that's great. I love it. What do you think?
I guess I would also say it's not Asian because I don't hear about it. Maybe it's because Asian people don't run that much, or maybe Asian people around me don't run that much.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like I imagine more like gentle workouts.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like doing the thing where you're like hitting yourself against a tree. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
That's a Korean lady.
I know
a lot of
runners who are
really?
Asian. Yeah, but they've never gotten it, as far as I know.
I do think, here we go. I'm going to start a new stereotype. I think Asian people got good feet. I really
what
do.
What does that mean?
I don't think, you know, I've not really heard like a lot, I got a bunion or I got like, you know, I don't know what it is. Maybe we're more active. That in alone usually helps you with your
right.
feet. You know what I'm saying?
We're
barefoot more.
Yeah, we are barefoot more. Like you know, like you see old like you know those old paintings of us in those like wooden cloth like wooden slippers.
Yeah.
You know, there's
yeah.
like yeah, I don't know.
No, that's what we do here. We start
all a reach,
all yeah. a complete reach.
Yeah.
But everything's made up, and nothing matters.
Fully,
so
yeah. it's
we're
just
all
a confidence.
We're
what
all
you
gonna
say.
Die.
Yeah.
This one works implode.
Implosion
too.
Or explosion, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Well, that was the Asian. You got another topic?
No,
that was great.
That was.
Asian,
how can I top that?
How do you connect feet to the sun exploding 500 million years from now? We can do
it.
That's
do
right.
It.
That's
well, thank you very much to our guest, Randall Parker.
Oh my God,
thank
that was
you.
So fun. Of course.
I good luck on
thank
your
you.
Fucking
yes.
project and everything you do. Yeah, where can our fans find you? You know, what are some things you got going on?
Nowhere. Not online, but I don't know. Directing this movie.
Yeah.
There's a show coming out called Blockbuster about the last Blockbuster video store.
Awesome.
I can't wait.
It's going to be on Netflix at some time. It's going to come out.
You know, I worked at a Blockbuster.
Oh, did you?
You did?
Fucking, yeah, I looked back. I actually had this thought. I was like, I should write a thing about it. And then you're doing this thing. I'm like, God damn it. But it was very, it was interesting.
It's a fun show. It's a workplace comedy.
That's awesome.
I had a blast. And who other stuff down the line, I think.
I think it's so
awesome.
Good that you're not on social media.
I know.
Media. That's amazing.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Yeah, it is. I'm very proud of myself for
cool.
recognizing it as a not helpful source and
yes.
then getting off it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually feel so much better because of it.
We got to do this.
I mean, one day. When I don't need it,
that's
I'll be
my,
off of it.
That's my thing. Okay. Well, and then you can find the podcast at Asian Not Asian Pod on Instagram. And you can find me, Mike Nguyen, on Instagram at Nice Pants Bro.
And you can find me anywhere at Johnny Arimoto.
Until then, please check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod. Come check out our stand-up show. I don't know if this will be out in time for the next one, but just check out Hack City Comedy. I will continue to beg Randall to come back and drop some shit on us, and it'll be amazing. Until next time, everybody, take care of your feet.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.